We're doing Rav Chalap on Parshat Ki Tavo. Our parsha is famous for the rebuke and the warnings of the dire punishment that can befall the Jewish people if they neglect to adhere to the mitzvot of the Torah. So our parsha is called the Parsha of the Tochacha, the Great Rebuke. Our parsha has this tremendous warning of what can befall the Jewish people if they don't adhere to the Torah. It's a very scary parsha. And then the parsha tells us the following pasuk: V'haya, and what will be? Kasher sas Hashem alechem, just as Hashem was happy with you, leitiv etchem ulo'arbot etchem, to make things good for you and make you multiply. Hold on to your seats. The pasuk says, Ken yasis Hashem alechem, so to Hashem will make happy over you, le'avid etchem, to wipe you out, ulashmid etchem, and to annihilate you. What? You read that pasuk, it's one of the hardest pasukim to read in the Torah. So our sages say, yasis Hashem. The pasuk doesn't say Hashem will rejoice. When Hashem does good for us, the pasuk says, just as Hashem was happy to make things good for you, then the pasuk says, so too Hashem will make happy over your destruction. It doesn't say Hashem will be happy. It means Hashem will make your enemies happy at destroying you. It doesn't say Hashem himself will be happy. That's the Midrash that our sages tell us on the pasuk. Rav Chalap says that within this rebuke is really hidden the great salvation of the Jewish people. Because whenever the Jewish people are judged, you never have a circumstance where it's exacting judgment without Hashem's kindness. Even when it seems like Hashem is judging us, what we call din, the most exacting judgment, there's some chesed wrapped into that. The idea that Am Yisrael is connected to Hashem, there's a concept here that we're connected on the most awesome levels. And just as the world cannot exist without Hashem existing, so too one cannot imagine an existence of a world without the existence of Israel. And just as one cannot harm Hashem's strength, you can't hurt Hashem, right? There's no such concept as affecting Hashem. Hashem is beyond anything man can do. So too, the essence of the existence of the Jewish people cannot either be harmed. Because Hashem says, at the end of the day, once I said you're my children, you don't stop being my children just because you misbehaved. Veinkach uveinkach kuim bayanim, the Talmud says. It's true that sometimes Hashem's upset at us and he says, you disrespectful, disloyal slave, the Ribbono Shel Olam calls us. Avadim. We have places in the Tanakh where the Jewish people are called slaves. Hashem says, you're like the slave who's always looking for an out. How can I do the minimum and get away with it? So there are times where we're called slaves, and the Talmud says, yeah, but even there, if you look closely, Hashem still says, you're my kid. So the idea that either way, even when it seems like Hashem is calling us the disloyal slave, Hashem is still calling us his kids. Hashem loves the Jewish people, and Hashem says, through them, I want to make my name singular. People should realize that even the things they don't understand are coming from me. They shouldn't worship gods. There's one source of everything. How do you recognize that? Through the Jewish people. The Jewish people reflect that. And by the way, that's a unique trait of the Jewish people. That we, even at the times where things are really tough, Jews historically were able to hold on to Hashem. There are famous stories about the Ani Mamin. You guys probably know the story, right? Ani Mamin, Ani Mamin, Ani Mamin. That was composed by the gas chambers. I don't remember which Rebbe sang it with his students. That tune of the Ani Mamin was composed as people were about to be killed. That was composed in the concentration camps. And that's one of the amazing strengths of the Jewish people. Be it the Inquisition, be it the destruction of the first or second Beit HaMikdash, be it the times of now, the Holocaust, that the Jewish people were able to hold on to that. And that, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, is the great duty of the Jewish people, liyachid shemo, to be able to show the world that Hashem's name is singular. We don't always have answers. Why is Hashem doing this today? Why is He doing it to me? Why is He doing it to us? You don't have answers, but Hashem's still the one who's in control. And so Hashem says, I love them, they're my people. And Hashem says, I'm going to take them on the wings of eagles. What does that mean, the wings of eagles? So Rashi quotes, the eagle carries its children on its wings because the eagle flies higher than any other bird. Its only threat is the man who might shoot it from below. And the eagle says, let the arrow hit me, it shouldn't hit my kids. What does that mean, Hashem carries us like an eagle? Hashem says, let the arrows hit me, they shouldn't hit my kids. Hashem says, I've made the Jewish people so that just like the arrows can't hit me, they can't hit them either. The essence of the Jewish people at large, are going to remain. Now, they can be hurt, they can be beat. There are individuals, families, communities that have been destroyed. But the people, the core, the essence of the Jewish people is eternal and cannot be hurt. How many times in Jewish history has there been a declaration that a nation or multiple nations have said, we're going to annihilate them? No one will remember who's a Jew. If it's Stalin and Lenin, if it's Haman, if it's Hitler, our history is replete with despots who were intent on ensuring that there would not remain a Jew in the world. Be it Pharaoh, who said it when the Jewish people were a small family, be it later on Haman, who said it when all the Jewish people were under the rule of the Persian Mede Empire. There was constantly a declaration, let's wipe out their name. And it hasn't succeeded. Hashem says it cannot happen in the world. The world cannot exist without them. Just like the world cannot exist without me. And now we come to our pasuk. Hashem says, just as Hashem was happy to do things good for you, so too Hashem will make happy over your destruction. Hashem will make the nations happy to attack the Jewish people. But Hashem says, Yasis. Ultimately, that too will be a source of happiness. When the Jewish people reflect time and again on their history, how nations have tried, have made tremendous attempts to annihilate us. With the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash, you had a situation that the Babylonian Empire came, joined by the Kasdim, joined by the Assyrians, joined by the Moabites, Edomites, Ammonites, Amalekim. All our neighbors from around had joined forces with one intent. We're wiping them out. The Medrash says it's like a pack of wolves that come to pounce on one sheep. You know, if a wolf enters the sheep's what's called pen, they're definitely going to be dead sheep within a few minutes. What happens if a pack of wolves come in and there's one sheep? Well, then that sheep should really be finished. Well, what's the big deal? So we had one little sheep. The Jewish people had this little city called Jerusalem, and they were all there. They had nowhere else to run. Now all of Israel was annihilated, and now they had them. They didn't only have them in a stronghold. It wasn't only a siege over Jerusalem. They broke the siege. Now they had the Jewish people, and they came with a declaration. There will not be a Jew left. How come there are Jews left? How come it didn't work? Pharaoh said, we're going to wipe them out. We were under Pharaoh's rule. How come it didn't work? Haman said, we're going to wipe them out. How come it didn't work? Hitler wrote, if you leave one Jewish child around, you've left weakness in the world, because the Jews will always recreate the conscience. The Jews are for the conscience, and the conscience, Hitler said, is a weakness of the world. So you have to make sure there's not one left, otherwise the world can never strengthen itself. That was Hitler's policy. How come we're still around? Says Rav Chalap, that's what the pasuk means, Hashem will make happy over your annihilation. Because you will pass those terrible times, and you will look back, and you'll realize that there's an eternal flame lit over here. There are tragedies that have befallen the Jewish people, but the core, the essence, the long-term existence of the people as a people with their responsibilities, well, that's going to be forever. And that's something which you will only see after you look back at those moments of destruction. Ken yasis Hashem aleichem, says Rav Chalap, Hashem will make happy over your destruction. Not only will make the enemies happy over coming to destroy you, but it will be a source of your happiness as well. When you reflect on it as time goes on, and you look back and you say, terrible things happened, and we're still here. We're still here. We're in this for the long run. We're not out. We're not down and out. We've had moments of being down. We're not out.